Thank you for calling Harvest Jewelry. This is Jason.
Jason, Bob from RDI. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So I check in with you. I haven't talked to you in a little bit. See what's going on.
Yeah. Things are okay. How's it over there for you guys?
It's, it's seasonally slow, over the summertime.
Yeah. Right.
But we're definitely seeing a trend back towards natural diamonds.
We have two a little bit, which is nice to see finally.
Yeah.
We're kind of in that same boat. It's slowly starting to turn.
It's been a very large speed bump.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to look at it as. I can't say it's a change. I'm just going to call it a speed bump because for some reason or other, it seems like the jewelry industry is constantly having to reinvent itself periodically.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's difficult. I don't think it will ever get to where it was when it comes to, diamond opportunities. It's always going to be a loss for, to lab growns for some of it, but I think it'll make a pretty good comeback. We did have a $450,000 diamond sale the other day. Wasn't mine, but somebody bought a 10 carat diamond from us. There's still some crazy money being spent on diamonds.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously, as you know, there is money. It's just when and where. So.
It's the day-to-day. I think the when gas prices are this high, I think it's just a constant reminder because it's something people do all the time. You may only go out to do certain things certain times, but you always put gas in your car. And when you're paying twice as much as you were a year or two ago, I think that has an impact on people's psyche.
Well, and it's nice, a little bit, I think, of the uptick in naturals is due to the fact that they've gone down in price.
Absolutely.
I think people are starting to see, at least the customers starting to look at it and say, okay, I guess there's not a ton difference like they used to be, but,
you can get, I know 2 years ago, a nice 1-carat round diamond was $4,000, $4,500, maybe $5,000, even that range. And you can buy that same diamond for $2,000, $2,225. That kind of a drop in price. Now, what we're hearing is with another mine just closing, that the price of natural diamonds is going to start going up, especially in the 1-carat and below. That's the ones that got hit the worst. But those are going to start rising. So it's not a bad time to look to, put some in inventory now before they start going up again.
What mine closed?
There was one in, hang on a minute, let me find it. I got to find the email. I can't remember the name of the mine here. Let's see, this came from Mike. Said article yesterday. Maybe it didn't come from Mike. Okay, take that off of there. All right, let me just look again here. Yesterday. Oh, here it is. Okay. So the Finch, F-I-N-S-C-H, has been in business rescue since May. Petra Diamond says it's no longer viable to go forward anymore. So... I think it's in South Africa, yeah. It's been in operation for 60 years, and looks like it's preparing for a permanent closure now.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to know, and yeah, I guess we'll have to kind of keep an eye on that. So. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anything I can do for you today?
We're kind of setting pat right now and everything.
How's your dad?
He's doing good.
Okay. I haven't talked to him in a long time, so.
Yeah, it's summertime, so he's playing more.
I get that.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, anything I can do for you, let me know.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, see ya, bye-bye.